This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A passenger jet crashed in Kazakhstan, killing at least 12 people, leaving dozens of survivors. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Dozens have been killed or wounded when a passenger jet crashed soon after takeoff in Kazakhstan on Friday. Local authorities say the plane, operated by Kazakhstan's Bek Air, was carrying almost 100 people. Some of those hospitalized are in grave condition. It's not yet clear what caused the incident, but the country's civil aviation authority says the plane, a Fokker 100 airliner, lost altitude and crashed through a concrete fence and collided with a two-story building. All Fokker 100 jets in Kazakhstan have been grounded while an investigation gets underway.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The wreckage of a helicopter carrying seven people to one of the most rugged and remote coastlines in Hawaii has been found, along with the remains of those on board. County's Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Konoho.
Out of respect to the family members that we still have to notify at this time, I don't really want to get into too many details about the wreckage. All I can tell you is that it was located in a steep area.
Kauai, Hawaii's fourth largest island, features sharp mountain peaks, jagged cliffs, and tropical rainforest. Civilians Friday packed a road leading out of the flashpoint town in northwest Syria, where 2 weeks of heightened regime and Russian bombardment has displaced 235,000 people. Pickup trucks carrying mattresses, clothes, and household appliances ferried entire families out of town. The latest violence in the jihadist-dominated Idlib region has killed scores of civilians despite an August ceasefire deal and international calls for de-escalation. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The New York Times obtained videotaped interviews with Navy SEALs who served with Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, in which they present a very dark portrait of their platoon leader, AP's Ben Thomas.
Evil, toxic, and perfectly okay with killing anybody that was moving. Those are some of the words and phrases members of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher's SEAL Team 7 Alpha Platoon used to describe him. The recorded conversations with agents from the Naval Criminal Investigative Service are part of a trove of materials the New York Times obtained related to Gallagher's prosecution on war crimes. In a statement through his lawyer, Gallagher calls the accusations blatant lies from six disgruntled SEALs in his platoon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Spanish Coast Guard vessel picked up a boat carrying 24 African migrants in the Atlantic Ocean Friday. Reuters' Emma McCarthy.
24 migrants from Africa have been rescued after being picked up by the Spanish Coast Guard in the Atlantic Ocean on Friday. The vessel brought the migrants, including two babies, to the Canary Islands port of Gran Canaria. The Coast Guard said all those rescued were in good health. Earlier on Friday, a German NGO ship rescued 32 migrants from an overcrowded rubber dinghy off the coast of Libya after receiving an emergency call late on Thursday. The CI rescue ship is now en route to the Italian port of Lampedusa.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. The new year is just days away, and all eyes are on New York's Times Square for the annual ball drop. AP's Julie Walker says the New York police says that there are no credible threats so far for New Year's Eve.
Thousands of police officers, 175 blocker vehicles, heavy weapons teams, bomb-sniffing dogs, radiation detectors, drones, helicopters, and even boats. NYPD Chief of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, John Miller.
Times Square is probably going to be the safest place on the planet Earth on New Year's Eve because nobody else puts that kind of effort into an event like this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events. Still, I'm going to ask that members of the public, as always, remain vigilant.
Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. officials say a U.S. civilian contractor was killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base near the city of Kirkuk Friday. Several U.S. service members and Iraq personnel were also wounded. One official says the U.S. is looking into the possible involvement of an Iranian-backed Shiite Muslim militia group. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.